This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Here on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. Great things happening with Donald Trump, and that's why you had that raid. The American people wouldn't like it. New poll out showing Mueller's ratings dropping dramatically. And the people who believe there's a witch hunt rising dramatically. Mueller has gone too far. He's gone overboard. Nobody wants to spend tens of millions of dollars studying Donald Trump's sex life, and this was supposed to be that Russian collusion. We didn't name a special prosecutor to study Trump's sex life. Not only his sex life now, we're talking about 10 years ago when he was a private citizen. And what's interesting is, I was thinking about this overnight. Remember yesterday I said on the show that this guy must be some sort of sex pervert because this entire investigation is now about Trump's sex life. And it turned out to be right. New report is out. They were digging for the information about the Access Hollywood tape where Trump talks about his sex life and the things he does to women. They were digging for that at Michael Cohen's office. And that wasn't what this investigation was ever about. That's not what the American people wanted to know. We all heard the Access Hollywood locker room, quote-unquote, sex tape. And guess what? We all voted for Trump anyway. 63 million Trump voters didn't care. But here's the thing. The American people know this has gone too far, this obsession with Trump by Mueller and by his team out to frame Donald Trump. This idea that a bunch of Democrats want to ruin Trump at all costs, and now they veered off from Russian collusion that never happened to an Access Hollywood sex tape and some sort of a issue with Stormy Daniels and with Karen McDougal and affairs Trump may or may not have had and payoffs that were made to keep them quiet. I know where they're going. I figured this all out. I know where they're going, ladies and gentlemen. This is about FEC campaign finance law, Federal Elections Commission finance law. And Mueller's trying to make the case now that Trump must have been paying someone off to keep the Access Hollywood tape from coming out, and he must have been paying off Stormy Daniels to keep her from coming out, and he must have asked his buddy who runs National Enquirer, his name's David Pecker, believe it or not, that's his real name, he paid $100,000 for Karen McDougal's sex story with Donald Trump, and then he killed it, never ran it. And to Robert Mueller, this is the way to get Donald Trump. But I figured out overnight that in the 1990s, I was a regular guest on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. I was on there all the time. And it was during the Bill Clinton, Kenneth Starr investigation. And somehow that veered off into Monica Lewinsky, right? And what did liberals all say on the show? I was debating on that show all the time. And what did liberals say? Oh, Ken Starr is a sex pervert. They said that all the time, including on national TV. Because he's digging into areas he shouldn't be digging into Bill Clinton's sex life. And now, all these years later, Democrats can't wait to destroy Donald Trump. They've got nothing, so they're digging into his sex life, but not like Clinton, while he was president, with an intern in the White House, on the White House desk, and then lying under oath. That was a real case, and it was absolutely justified by Ken Starr. He wasn't a sex pervert. He was talking about the breaking of the law, and how about what would be considered today terrible example of sexual harassment with an intern by a boss who has full power over her. And so that was legitimate. Now you're talking about a guy from 10 years ago when he was a private citizen. Makes no sense at all whatsoever. And so Mueller has no right to do this. This is absolutely beyond the pale. And not only investigating Trump's prior sex life, but also investigating it by breaking the sacrosanct thing called attorney-client privilege. No one should ever break attorney-client privilege. And then there's a second thing that they're going after, that Mueller and his team are going after, in my opinion. They went after the records of Michael Cohen. I didn't know till today. Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is the deputy director of finance at the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Do you know who the former finance chairman was? Steve Wynn. Right? My guy in Las Vegas, Steve Wynn, was the former finance chairman who was so successfully outraised the Democrats 2-1, and the Democrats are broke, the DNC is broke and in debt, and the RNC is flushed with cash, and they had to stop him. So they investigated Steve Wynn, who'd raised all that money. But his deputy chief is a guy named Elliot Broidy, B-R-O-I-D-Y, and he's been investigated, and he's got problems, charges made by the New York Times. And who's the other deputy chief? Michael Cohen. And now he has got major problems, and they've raided him, right? And they've got the records of the RNC fundraising. This is all about destroying the fundraising capability of the Republican National Committee combined with a perverted sex investigation. Remember, I'm just using the same words Democrats used against Ken Starr. And that wasn't perverted. That was justified. That was legitimate. This is perverted. I don't care about Donald Trump's sex life from 10 years ago, and neither should you. Melania might care, and that's a whole other story. A pastor might care. That's a whole other story. But I don't care. I'm a voter. I don't care. I care about the things that I wanted to get done. Tax cuts, regulation cuts, kill Obamacare, build a wall, stop illegal immigration, support Israel, kill ISIS, and how about the big one? There's a big one. In all my books, including my last two, Murder the Middle Class, which is a big national bestseller, and then Angry White Male, what I wrote about is that it's unfair that on the same block in America, living in identical houses or identical apartments on the same floor, could be one person who busts his hump to get up each day and feed his family and go to work, like my dad did, the butcher. Went to the butcher market, the meat market, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you imagine how tired my poor dad, David Root, was? He got up at 2 in the morning to go to the meat market in the freezing cold of winter in the pitch black, at 3 in the morning, pick out the meat he'd have to sell that day, come back home, catch an hour nap, and then go to work at 7 in the morning, and work till 6 at night and come home and see me only for dinner. That's what my dad, David Root, did every day. And sitting in the apartment right next door on the same floor, or maybe in the house next door on the same block, is a person who just wants welfare and doesn't want to work and they're able-bodied. And I made that whole central case that Trump can change all this. Donald Trump can change it, so you've got to work or you don't get your welfare and you're going to starve to death. We cut you off at the knees. And that's exactly what Trump did yesterday, but it got no fanfare. It didn't get any play. Didn't get any play. I'll tell you about it in 1 second. I want to go through a couple things first. Daily presidential tracking poll. Do you have any idea how negative the media has been to Trump for a whole year plus he's been in office? But just in the last month, and just in the last week, and just in the last few days with the raid on his lawyer, my God, the whole country must turn against him, right? Wrong. He's at 50% approval rating with Rasmussen, the only poll that's accurate, the only poll that matters. 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of Donald President Trump's job performance versus 49% or don't. And by the way, if there was a vote, all 50 would vote for you, approve, but many of the ones who say they disapprove would also vote for you or stay home. So that's a landslide victory right there. Average person doesn't understand that. Trump is doing fantastic in the polls, far better than Obama ever did, with the negative publicity of his lawyer being raided and the government making his lawyer out to be a criminal, involved in a conspiracy, and the Russian conspiracy, and the affairs. And it's just never ending. And they brought up the Access Hollywood tape again, as if that's what America cares about. And still Trump is winning, winning, winning. U.S. weekly jobless claims hold below 300,000 for the longest streak in history. Wow, that's amazing. Donald Trump, everyone's got a job. U.S. corporations expect the best first quarter profits ever. Net income after tax is expected to increase 14%, an unheard of number. Best profits ever in the history of Wall Street and the history of America, in the history of corporations? Wow. It's official. The GDP is going to be 3.3% for the next year, is what the CBO predicts, the Congressional Budget Office. 3.3%, that's the best GDP in over a decade, since the mid-2000s when we had another Republican president named George W. Bush. Fantastic, Donald Trump. You know what else the CBO said? Not only is the GDP going to be a robust 3.3%, I bet it comes in higher. I'll bet you they're lowballing. But on top of that, they reported that Trump tax cuts are boosting growth and mostly paying for themselves. And yet, when that report came out, the only thing the media said is that the CBO talked about, Congressional Budget Office, talked about deficits and debt going higher. Well, nobody ever talked about debt and deficit going higher when Obama produced trillion-dollar deficits and $10 trillion in new debt, mostly due to Obamacare and welfare. No one talked about that. Now the CBO talks about debt. When Trump's the president, all the debt is created by one thing and only one thing. Guess what it's created by? Because the economy is booming and rebounding, the Fed is increasing interest rates. They were zero under Obama. So you paid very little interest or no interest on the debt of all this $20 trillion in national debt. Now Trump becomes president, they raise interest rates, and suddenly you've got giant debt payments, giant interest payments, because the interest rates are much higher. So that's where all the debt's coming from, and they're criticizing Trump for that? Really? Why don't they keep interest rates at zero like they did for 8 years under Obama? To try and save the man. All right, now to that new executive order I was telling you about just minutes ago that's so fantastic. President Trump signs an order to require recipients of federal aid programs to work or lose their aid. President Trump quietly signed a long-anticipated executive order. Did you see this in the news? Was this anywhere in the news? Was it the headline in your newspaper when you woke up this morning? Because I didn't see it. Was it the headline in the evening news last night? Because I didn't see it. Will it be the headline in tonight's evening news? I'll bet you not. And it's intended to force low-income recipients of food assistance, Medicaid, and low-income housing subsidies to join the workforce or lose their benefits. Thank you, Donald Trump. It's fantastic. The order gives all cabinet departments 90 days to produce plans that impose work requirements on able-bodied recipients or they lose their welfare. And Trump says, I know people who work three jobs and live next door to somebody who doesn't work at all. And that's not fair. Well, that's what my whole book, Angry White Male, was about. And I sent a copy to Donald Trump. I guarantee you, that's where he's getting his quote from. Two neighbors, both live next to each other. One works, one doesn't. One lives on welfare. Is that right? One gets to sleep late. Is that right? We'll be right back. War now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello tours.
Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello!
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever. On an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute! Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Welcome back to the show, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, third hour of USA Radio, my power hour on Newsmax TV. And we have no guests tonight, so just me and you taking calls. I've got so much more to talk about, but I'll grab a couple calls real quick right now. This is a short segment. We'll take JD in Las Vegas on line one. JD, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Wayne. Well, glad to be back after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking with Megan about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Yeah.
And would you believe that the AP has a headline in today's RJ, Consumer Agency, big, big, bold type, spends $6,000 on frosting its windows. The AP obtained this information under the Freedom of Information submitted earlier this year, so they gave it to them in a couple of months. Is this the best the AP could go after? I wish maybe, as a suggestion down the road, you can highlight some of the stories about the Obamas taking two planes to Martha's Vineyard Air Force One, and then Michelle going 4 hours later on another large aircraft. They couldn't coordinate their trip. All the 87 relatives and friends that she took to Spain and Mallorca with 87 suites, all the trips to Hawaii with all the family and friends, and the African trips with the mother-in-law.
I was just going to say the African trips. Yeah, how many?
With the mother-in-law and what have you. Have you seen any? I have a pretty good memory, as I think you can attest to. I don't remember any stories regarding the expenditures of the Obama administration, but the AP was interested enough to do a Tom Litton, search Fitton for search for $6,000.
By the way, what is that? Tell me what that means, frosted windows. What do you mean they frosted their windows? What does that mean?
Well, I guess, you know, they have a an office building that, according to the Democrats, is in decay, and a lot of these things were under improvement requests, probably by Pocahontas. So as it probably is security, you know, your windows, you frost them so people can't see inside. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you wouldn't believe who was questioning the $6,000 expense, Representative Keith Ellison, D. Minnesota, Muslim faith, and someone who is against everything, you know, that the Republicans ever do. But he was questioning that cost.
Well, cool. Good for him. For once in his life, I agree with him. First time ever.
Okay.
I agree with him.
Now, I heard you Sunday night on Billy. I read your article today. I was
it makes
the,
sure people
I was,
know when you say that. I just want a little asterisk here when he says he heard me on Billy. The Bill Cunningham, show.
Billy Cunningham, who is now on 790. And I was your warm-up act for that night. I don't know if you caught me, but Billy kept me on for the first 15 minutes or so, and I thanked him for putting, for him being back on 790 KBET. And he, you know, he gave you some kudos for that. But Sessions is now being criticized by longtime friend of over 30 years, Mark Levin, who has told him that this Rosenstein, Stein, whatever, has to be fired. I agree with that. I've had conversations with friends of mine 3 or 4 or 5 days ago. We were talking about this. You can't fire Mueller, but Sessions has to do something because he is in big jeopardy. And the other point I made on Billy's show, and I'm requesting that you and other people do it, like Hannity and Rush and just about every talk show host, go and concentrate on Mueller's record going up to Boston with Whitey Bulger and FBI agents that went to jail because they were on the payroll, by people going to jail that Mueller prosecuted for four guys from Wall Street for a year that were completely innocent. His lawyer, Weisman. Who was reversed 9-0 in the Supreme Court and got $85,000 jobs by Arthur Anderson accounting firm basically got broken up because of Mueller's investigation with Weiss, whatever. And also a doctor who was accused falsely of, under Mueller's watch, who prosecuted him for, I believe, a ricin letter that was sent to Washington, D.C. The doctor ultimately committed suicide. I think we can discredit Mueller by just his body of inefficient work when he was the former FBI director.
Well, that's why I don't understand why you said you got to fire someone, fire Rosenstein, you can't fire Mueller. I think it's Mueller, not Mueller, right? That was a tough thing. He said Mueller. Whatever it is, Mueller, Mueller, of course you can fire him. You're allowed to fire him. I'm not telling you that it's not a PR mess. I'm not telling you that he won't pay at the ballot box. I don't know. But you have every right to fire whoever you want as president. Anyone who says otherwise is lying. There's no law that says you can't fire as president, a special prosecutor. You can fire everyone. We'll be right back. War Now on USA Radio. Thank you, JD. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War. USA Radio News. Mike Pompeo is currently the director of the CIA. Currently, he is testifying in front of a Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. President Donald Trump did nominate him to be the next Secretary of State. Let's take a listen to a portion of the confirmation hearing today dealing with Russia.
We need to push back in each place that we confront them, and by every vector, cyber, economic, each of those tools that Vladimir Putin is using, we need to do our best to make sure that he doesn't succeed in what we believe his ultimate goal is.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump updated us on the situation regarding Syria and a possible response to the alleged chemical attack.
We're obviously looking at that very closely, and I will be leaving here. I was there, and now I'll be going back as soon as this meeting is over. But we're looking very, very seriously, very closely at that whole situation, and we'll see what happens, folks. We'll see what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root of War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. If you're watching on TV, you know you can listen to me 3 hours a day live at, well, first of all, you can call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them that you want your war. Get Wayne Allyn Root, his national syndicated show, War Now. Just tell them to contact USA Radio and get it. And second of all, you can just listen at TuneIn.com. That's our Dallas flagship station of USA Radio Network, KBDT, and you can listen live every single day from 3 to 6 on the West Coast, from 5 to 8 Central, and from 6 to 9 p.m. on the East Coast, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. If you like an hour on TV, you love 3 hours on the radio. And if you're listening on the radio, you know that I'm on Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish. You can watch us stream live on YouTube on Newsmax TV, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com. We're also on many cable systems all around the United States. If your cable carrier doesn't carry us, call them and tell them to get Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This segment is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. You know, right now at this moment, the whole world's thinking there might be a war this weekend with Syria. And some are suggesting it'll turn into a war between the United States and Russia, and a world war, and a nuclear war, and who knows what'll happen. Do I think that's the case? I don't think so, and I hope not. And I think Donald Trump's one of the great bluffers, negotiators, compromisers, hammerers. I think he's hammering Russia into submission right now, just like he hammered North Korea into submission, just like he hammered China into submission. We won the trade war. Is it over? No, it's not totally over yet, but so far we have won. And it's because Trump threatened them and made them back down. And I think that'll probably happen in Syria. And if it doesn't and we bomb Syria, I think he'll make Russia back down. I think we'll be okay, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be prepared for the worst. Who knows what comes? And so you don't know if it'll be an electric pulse magnetic attack. You don't know if it'll be an attack on American interests around the world. You don't know if we're involved in a war, how it'll affect the economy, a stock market crash, a debt crisis. So that's why you got to be prepared. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the best time to prepare, they are telling you, is today. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Do it today. I use My Patriot Supply. They've helped millions of people. And this week, they've got a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $17.76 plus free shipping. So take action now, 888-524-6540. Get one for every member of your family. It's only $17.76 each, 888-524-6540, or a special website they made up just for the listeners and viewers of War Now. PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com, 888-524-6540. All right. So I talked to you earlier in the show about Trump, and I really do think he got this passage direct from my book, Angry White Male and Murder in the Middle Class. Both books have the same passage, which is that it's unfair in America that some people work for a living and bust their hump, and some people just lay around and sleep till noon and watch cartoons and watch Jerry Springer and watch Dr. Phil and get to stay home with their kids because they're on welfare and food stamps and aid to dependent children and Medicaid, and they have every ability to work. And I always said in those books, you got to change that. It's not fair to the people at work and bust their hump. And so Trump's quote is, it sounds like it's right out of my book, I know people who work three jobs, they live next to somebody who doesn't work at all, and the person who's not working at all, has no intention of working at all, is making more money and doing better than the person who works his or her butt off, Trump said. It sounds like it's right directly from my book. And he says families trapped in welfare should be provided with jobs and opportunity. And I'm with Donald Trump. It's been tried in Maine. In Maine, the governor said, and a Republican governor, said everyone who's on food stamps has to have a job or you lose your food stamps. And 50% of the people on food stamps disappeared, dropped off the rolls. They just don't want to work. They'd rather drop off. Now, I don't know how they earn a living. They were committing the scams, fraud. But I'm very proud that Donald Trump is number one, A, using my words from my books, and B, using my philosophy. The entire administration should be about cutting taxes, cutting regulations, building a wall, stopping illegals, because that's unfair, from coming into our country by the millions. And then, most importantly, stopping this idea that you can spend your life on welfare. Welfare is not a living. Welfare is a short-term blip when you have a problem in your life, and no one's going to stop you from collecting if there's an emergency and you need to feed your family. But welfare can't be a lifetime occupation. And that was the point I tried to get across in Conscience of a Libertarian, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, Murder of the Middle Class, and Angry White Male and Millionaire Republican. Five books, all bestsellers, and every one of them had the same philosophy. Cut taxes for people at work, and for the people who don't work, make them get a job. Otherwise, life isn't fair. And Donald Trump is a great guy. And this is why Mueller, in my opinion, is doing what he's doing. It's taking off the headlines that Trump won the trade war with China, and his popularity is 50%, and the tax cuts are paying for themselves, and GDP is 3.3% and higher, and life is good, and jobs are plentiful, and the corporate profits are the highest ever. My gosh, those should be the headlines of tonight's evening news, and Donald Trump is ending welfare as we know it. Clinton did not end welfare as we know it, but the liberal media gave him that moniker. They gave him that brand. Bill Clinton ended welfare as we know it. First of all, he didn't end welfare as we know it. More people on welfare than ever before. And second of all, he didn't do it. It was a Republican House and a Republican Senate that forced him almost at gunpoint to do it. And they should get the credit. Instead, the liberal media gave it to Bill Clinton. But he did not end welfare as we know it. But Donald Trump may just have ended welfare as we know it. So that's why Mueller wants all of that out of the headlines. And interesting, poll is out. I mentioned this in the first segment. Mueller loses majority support after FBI raids. So prior to what many are describing as Mueller's unprecedented stunt, he was held in high regard by a majority of the public. 52% believe Mueller's investigation was an honest attempt to determine criminal wrongdoing, and that number is now down 6 points to 46%. Moreover, the number of voters who now see Mueller's probe as a partisan witch hunt has jumped 8 points from 32 to 40%. Overall, public opinion moved against Mueller by 14 points, and the loss of Mueller's support among a majority of voters is also worth noting. So he overreached by exploiting and defeating attorney-client privilege. I think it was a giant mistake, and I think a lot of people must realize that. A lot of lawyers who are Democrats have got to be just holding their tongues because they don't want to say anything that would help Donald Trump, and they don't want to see anything at all that would hurt Mueller's investigation, yet they got to know this is terrible for America. Attorney-client privilege is sacrosanct. It's like the Hope Diamond. You never violate attorney-client privilege. But he did it, I think, because he's turned this into a sex investigation. That's disgusting, A. And B, he's going after the RNC financial records. And they want to use them to stop fundraising for the Republican Party because they're so successful at it. And second of all, they want to use it to destroy Trump in the 2020 election. Here's what gets me mad. ACLU celebrates the raid on Trump's lawyer. They say the rule of law is alive. Are you telling me the ACLU, if Obama's lawyer was raided or Hillary Clinton's lawyer was raided after the Uranium One deal or the Clinton Foundation scam, if the lawyer's office for Hillary was raided, are you telling me the ACLU wouldn't say it was the most incredible miscarriage of justice in the history of America? Of course they would. But for Trump, it's the rule of law. It's all okay. Wow. And by the way, for those of you who think it's wonderful to let the country be run by 17-year-old kids, because you know all those kids from high schools around the country have been marching and claiming they know what's best for America. 4 in 10 millennials don't know 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. They don't even know about the Holocaust. And you're taking the word of kids that they know how to, they'll take the guns away, it'll be okay. They'll raise the taxes, it'll be okay. They know what's best for America. They're the experts, right? 17-year-olds in high school. The numbers are incredible. 1/5 of millennials, 22%, have never heard of or aren't sure of the Holocaust. Overall, let's see, 11% of U.S. adults have never heard of the Holocaust or aren't sure if they did. 41% of millennials believe 2 million Jews or fewer were killed during the Holocaust, and of course, 6 million Jews were killed. 2/3 of millennials could not identify the word Auschwitz. They had no idea what it was. You know what? I don't think they should be setting public policy for anyone. Let's take some calls. We've got line 4, Mike in Las Vegas. Mike in Vegas. Hey, Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
What's on your mind tonight?
Wayne, I'm so happy you're on the radio. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I got to turn my volume down so that... two quick questions. When will you be on the radio in Los Angeles? That's my first question.
Okay. And number two?
Number two is, when will you be running for office? For what office will you be running?
Well, I don't know when I'll be on the radio in Los Angeles. You know, Southern California, the California General, has become enemy territory. It's become the People's Socialist Republic of California. Maybe they don't let people like me on the radio. I don't know. You can listen to me in Los Angeles or anywhere in this country at TuneIn.com or get the TuneIn app on your phone, and you can listen automatically by typing in KBDT. KBDT, Big Dallas Talk. But we're working on it. We're working on affiliates all over the country, and hopefully we'll be on an affiliate near you, wherever you are, wherever your relatives or friends are. Hopefully Los Angeles will be among them. As far as running for office, I have no plans right now to run for office at all at the moment. I'm in my calling right now. You know, I could run for office and I'd be a freshman congressman or a freshman senator, and I could do no good at all. You get assigned a closet, and your vote means nothing until you've been there for 20 years. Or I could be right here putting pressure, my foot, my boot on the neck of Republicans to make them do what they promised to do, and to build the wall, and to cut taxes, and to cut regulations, and to cut kill welfare as we know it. I could be the guy who stands here and does that to reach millions of people and get the message across to conservatives and rally conservatives and lead conservatives. I'd rather be the new Rush Limbaugh than be a politician. So politics is getting on the phone and asking people for money 6 hours a day when you run for office. I don't want to do that. I have no interest in doing that. I love being here with all of you on radio and TV and leading the conservative movement and the conservative fight. I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Mike, thanks for the call, and it's a great honor that you would ask when I'm running for office, but at the moment, I just don't have any plans to do so. Wayne Allyn, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be back in a sec. More calls. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Wayne on the Road, welcome back. Last segment of the show. We're almost done. Wow, how fast the day goes, how fast the week goes. By the way, that's, you know, I'm very proud of the fact my fans always say the same thing. They can't even believe how quick this show goes by. This one-hour TV show and also the three-hour radio show, they're both gone in a second, in a flash. And I think it's because, you know, two things. I put more energy into the show than any host in the history of radio or TV. Nobody puts the kind of intensity, passion, and energy that I put into a show, and that's because they don't work out 2 hours a day and pop 100 vitamins a day and eat an organic diet, so I'm in great shape for you. I'm kind of like those race car drivers, right? You're sitting in a seat, and you're steering a race car at 100 miles an hour. What's that got to do with food and diet and vitamins? Well, guess what? Have you ever met a champion race car driver? Every one of them does a two-hour workout, has a personal trainer, eats healthy, eats organic, eats a very, you know, clean diet, and pops vitamin pills and takes energy drinks. Because everything you do in life, everything has to do with your mental state, your physical state, your body, mind, spirit. And that's what I do. That's my book, The Power of Relentless. It's how to be great at everything you do. And it all revolves around eating healthy, being healthy, taking the right vitamins that you don't get from your food anymore, and working out like crazy and praying and meditating. I pray every day and meditate. So very different kind of guy. And I'm a Jewish guy who took Jesus Christ as my Savior 26 years ago. And I think all of that adds up to the person I am today that you watch on Newsmax and here on USA Radio. But all the fans say the show goes so fast. I put so much into it, put so much energy into it, one. And number two, the topics I cover. First of all, I'm like Trump. I talk real truth. You can't get that from anyone else. Nobody speaks the truth on TV or radio. They're afraid. It might offend somebody. So what? Who cares? If it helps lives and saves lives and changes lives, and most of you, 90% of you, nod and go, he's right, that's what I was thinking. Then who cares if I offend somebody? Change the channel. And the topics I choose, you don't find them on the evening news. You don't find them on the front page of the newspaper in the morning. I choose all the topics that are real and power to truth. All right, let's go with line one, Billy in Texas. Hey, Billy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Billy, are you there?
Yeah, hey. I'm
there you go. Hey, Billy, how are you? You're on with Wayne Root.
All right, well, what I want to go into, what if I tell you I can take everything you see going on around Donald Trump right now, all the Mueller investigation, the fake news stories, the politicians not seeming to be able to get anything done, what if I can take all of that and boil it down to one simple concept?
Go ahead.
What would you think?
Shoot.
All right. Now, you know, it'll take a couple of minutes to explain now, so you have to put me on hold for a commercial. Just interrupt and go for it.
No, the show's gonna the show will end, so you got about 1 minute, and you got to be fast. You got to make it quick.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try. Look, the politicians in D.C., a lot of them have known Donald Trump for a long time, and they know one of his greatest personality traits is he absolutely will do what he says he will do.
Mm-hmm.
The day he announced he was running for president, he said he would stop the corruption in D.C.
Right.
That's what all of this boils down to right there.
There it is. Everything hey, and by the way, have you watched the show when I said that on December, I think it was December 23rd, I'm pretty sure December 23rd or December 21st, he signed an executive order that says if you are caught committing corruption against the United States taxpayers, the United States people, the American people, he can seize all your assets, freeze everything, and put you in jail for the rest of your life, basically, if proven guilty. He signed an executive order this past December saying that. And I'm telling you, it was all about corruption. That was what it was about. And I'm telling you, he's about to arrest hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's why they're all upset. And that's where they're trying to frame him for, you know, sex acts from maybe, that we don't even know if he did, affairs from 10 years ago.
About that one. I know he hates corruption. I know he signed an executive order when he first started, like 2 days after his inauguration, that says all government officials cannot go to work for lobbyist groups for 5 years after they leave their government jobs.
Right. No one gives him credit. Let me tell you something. Hey, Billy, Trump was this big shot builder developer in New York City. And he dealt with nothing but politicians to get the zoning approved for his buildings. And he dealt with nothing but regulations. And I'm telling you, he learned the ways of the politicians. He's the one guy who knows how filthy and corrupt they all are. I'll bet you not a single building could be built without a suitcase delivered to a New York politician or 20 of them with $100,000 cash in the suitcase. And Trump knows that because he was the one who had to do it because he was building the buildings. So he knows where the bodies are buried. He knows the games they play. He knows where they put their $100,000 cash. He knows how they hide it. And that's why they got so scared when he became president. And he said, I'm going to clean this up and clean up the swamp, because he hates corruption and he hated having to make those payoffs, or at least people in his organization had to make those payoffs. He hated it. So now he's going to go after them and kill the corruption. And they know that. So believe me, they'd rather kill him or kill his career or impeach him or put him in prison, discredit him, bring up sex and affairs to make him look bad. Because he knows where the bodies are buried. This guy, no one's ever been in a position like him, who was a top billionaire businessman who knows the games that politicians play. That's why they're so scared. Billy, I got to run. How much time we got left, Chris? Not enough for another call. All right. So we'll just call it a day. We'll let you know that I love doing the show. We'll let you know that I love you. And if you enjoy watching me do this show, then I want you to contact Newsmax. It's war@newsmax.com. War@newsmax.com. And contact me, Wayne Allen Root. Well, actually, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's how you get me on email. I answer every email myself. When you send me an email, whether I answer you or not, I answer most of them, but I don't have time to answer every single one of them. Just rest assured I'm reading your email. Whether I do it at 1 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 7 in the morning when I wake up, I read every single email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I appreciate all of you. And contact Newsmax. Let them know you love this show and you want to see more. War@newsmax.com. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Good night.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.